piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent. And we're the food guys.
We're always looking for some way to add more vegetables to our diet. Got to get something new in there, something good, something that you've overlooked. Along comes bok choy.
Love to even say it. It's one of the Chinese cabbages. This has no aroma, however.
It's not the cabbagey cabbage.
It doesn't look at all like a cabbage. The bok choy I'm talking about has white stalks with lovely dark green leaves at the end.
That's right.
If you wanted to, you could cook them separately and put them into stir fries or a soup. The stalks are really lovely and crisp. They're great in stir fries. They're also terrific in stews. You cook for a long time. There's a dish that I make called lion's head, which has nothing to do with
lions. Never heard of it.
It's a pork dish. You make gigantic pork meatballs. Then you coat them with a paste of cornstarch and you brown them to make a crust. And then you put them into a casserole with chopped up bok choy and some chicken stock and you bake it for 2 hours.
Whoa.
Everything melts together. I mean, the bok choy pieces stay intact, but they're very soft and they're very flavorful and they've absorbed the flavors from all the juices that have come draining out of the pork into the chicken stock. It's a heavenly dish. These meatballs are a half pound each. One meatball is not one serving. What you do is you break the meatball up with your chopsticks and you just take bites of it. That one dish alone is a wonderful meal.
Makes you glad that they invented bok choy. It's been around for 10,000 years.
Oh, been around for...
It's new to us.
It's very prominent at our local markets now.
Especially baby bok choy.
And the baby bok choy, this is another thing, John, is that you can get these little miniature heads of the adult cabbage. Those are great for braising.
Mm-hmm.
Braising means moist cookery, so you could have little heads of the cabbage. You don't even need to pre-sauté them or anything. Put them in a pan. Add some liquid, any kind of broth that you like. And then you can add seasonings, garlic, ginger, whatever you like. Bring it to the simmer, cover the pan, and then let it cook for maybe 20 minutes or so until they're nicely cooked through. And then you have a side dish, one little head per person.
Delicious. And they're very nutritious.
Very nutritious. This is a member of the cabbage family, and all members of the cabbage family have great nutrition.
Yeah.
But they have great taste.
They have an aura of freshness that is so impressive when you're using it in the kitchen. It has a nice, cool aroma and a feel to it.
I loved handling it. Cut each stalk off the head. So you'll have one nice white spear with a nice leaf attached to it. Make sure you rinse it really thoroughly because there's going to be dirt collected towards the base of the stem. Shake off any excess water. And then for stir fry, I would cut them into sections of maybe an inch or so. You don't have to be very precise.
It goes with so many things. I wonder how we did without it.
You know, anytime we find something that we absolutely love and we like to use it over and over again, we always wonder, how did we do without it? Yeah. You could ask the same thing, how did we do without chocolate?
The curious thing, actually, is it does not seem to have really caught on as a regular important vegetable, one of the big 10 or something like broccoli.
And it should. And it's also good in soups.
Soups, particularly.
Yes.
It's really amazing. It's a wonderfully adaptable.
It's very adaptable and very delicious. Go buy some.
A good addition to your cuisine, to your home. Also, come back next week for
The Food Guys. Guys.